Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike with a man who needs no introduction. He's a Comedy 103.1 favorite, a Mile High favorite. He did our Comedy 103.1 birthday party last year. And this weekend, it's actually the 10-year anniversary of him winning Last Comic Standing. We have Josh Blue. What's up, man?
Oh, good morning. Hello.
Good morning to you. How you been?
Living the dream, brother. The comedy dream.
The comedy dream, man. How's that been going?
Good, man. You know, just been touring all over the country, telling my jokes. Been,
yeah.
Working a lot with Ron White this year, which is pretty awesome. Yeah, that's a hell of a show there. A one-two punch.
Hell of a comedian right there.
That's a hell of a party, too.
Yeah, definitely. I imagine.
Oof.
Is he fun to hang out with?
Oh, my goodness, man. I'm just trying to keep up with that old man.
Yeah. he's showing you the moves, showing you how it works.
Man. Party on his tour bus.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's no rules on there.
Is that next level right there?
That is Hangover Central for sure.
you'll feel it for the whole week.
Yeah.
So you're going to be at Comedy Works South celebrating 10 years. 10 years since you won Last Comic Standing, man.
Crazy, huh? I can't believe it's been that long.
Does it seem like it flew by?
It flew by, man. Yeah. You know, 10 years of just touring on the road, I do close to 100, 150 shows a year.
Yeah.
Ever since then. So it's been nuts, but it's great. I get to do what I love and make people laugh.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, with being 10 years since then, I mean, what has winning that show, you know, done for your career? Like, what has it meant to you just to, because it, you know, put you out there with so much more exposure? And
yeah, I mean, the exposure thing's huge for me. You know, I've always loved making people laugh and doing this, but winning that show just, you know, having cerebral palsy, you know, a lot of people before I had a lot more explaining to do on stage where I had to make the audience comfortable.
Yeah.
But now people are coming to the show knowing what they're in for.
Yeah.
And then I surprise them with new stuff. You know?
As your website says, you bring the cerebral to cerebral palsy.
Exactly.
They know it's coming.
Yeah.
And what does it mean for you to celebrate your 10 years right here in Denver, Colorado at Comedy Works?
It's great, man. I'm retiring after that.
No, oh, okay. Come see Josh Blue's last show.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know, Denver has always been such a supportive city and a great comedy town. I think this is one of the top three cities in the nation for comedy. And just the fact that I get to live here and be part of it and be part of this awesome scene is great. And I've just had such loyal fan base. You know, when I was on Last Comic, I could feel the support of the city.
Yeah.
You know, when I won Last Comic, Mayor Hickenlooper at the time, they had a parade for me.
Oh, snap,
and
nice.
He gave me the key to the city.
Very nice.
Which I unfortunately lost.
Well, Mayor Hickenlooper, if you're listening, you need to make a call in and get him a replacement, whoever the new guys are.
I don't think they're going to give me another one, because I think...
Come on, Hancock.
Yeah, whoever found the key is letting a lot of people into Denver.
Oh, yeah, they've been letting a lot of people in. We would like to thank you, Josh, for
sorry about that.
Giving out the key to the city, the
you
whole
thought
country.
It was the weed. No, it's the key.
Well, this November in California, they're going to vote to whether they can legalize this. Hopefully, that will tell people stop moving here. You can stay in California.
Yeah, take some pressure off us.
Exactly. What do you got planned for the next 10 years, man? What do you got lined up?
I mean, it's tons of stuff. My number one love is stand up, but I would always like to get into more TV and movie stuff. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, it turns out Michael J. Fox is just a much better actor.
Michael. You want to be just like Mike. Hey, you know, you talk about performing here at Comedy Works. They must love you because they don't have to make you travel far. You don't have to get too many traveling costs.
It's great to be in my home turf.
Yeah, exactly.
Sleep in my own bed. Again, this city is amazing. I love it.
Do you ever just take the condo for the hell of it? Be like, you know what? I'm gonna stay downtown for the weekend. I'm gonna stay wherever for the weekend.
Yeah, you know, man, I sleep in so many hotels. It's just nice to be home. You know.
Yeah, I feel you. We have Josh Blue in studio. He's at Comedy Works South of the Landmark celebrating 10-year anniversary of when he won Last Comic Standing. You know, a lot of people go to your shows, you know, to see you do your thing, to make them laugh. But what makes Josh Blue laugh? Who's some of your favorite comics that you enjoy?
I mean, I've always been a huge fan of Chris Rock. I think his material is so smart and just edgy, and the stuff that he says really shouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone else said it, it'd be horrible and racist, but the way he puts it, it's educational, and you walk away laughing, and you know, you have a different perspective, you know.
He's the Donald Trump of comedy. Things that he should be saying should be just totally, it just makes people love him. No.
And then I've always been a huge fan of Mitch Hedberg.
Okay.
You know, what a god that guy was.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I tell jokes and I'm like, I can hear a little tinge of Mitch in that. Or,
yeah.
It's cool. I'm bummed I never got to meet that guy, you know.
Yeah. You know, usually when you come in, you're always you're talking about family and your kids. Like, what's it like being on the road and doing comedy with, you know, raising kids? And, you know, what's that like, man? Is it, have you found it easy? Is it extremely?
Well, going on the road is great because I get to get away from them for half the week. No, you know, it's always hard, but, you know, this is all my kids have ever known. This is how our family works. You know, daddy goes away and daddy comes back, and then when I'm home, I'm full time. It's on. Yeah. Daddy time, you know?
If your kids, you know, get to the other age when they're figuring out what they want to do and they say, Dad, I want to be in the comedy, will that make you proud? Will you be like, don't do it? Well,
yeah, you know, I'd be fine with it. I don't know about their mother.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't wish this career upon anyone.
Yeah.
It's an interesting ride, you know, a lot of travel, a lot of work, but it's, again, I get to make people laugh, and I feel like it's such a needed thing, you know. People a lot of times take themselves too seriously, and I met many of them, and they're not all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People just need to relax, and when you're laughing, you're not thinking about any of your other problems or whatever it is.
Exactly.
So it's cool to be able to take people away from that for like an hour a night.
Yeah, there's so much craziness in the world. You need to laugh. You need to let loose. Yeah. No better time than like on a weekend at the end of your work week.
Yeah.
All that
get
craziness.
Get some beer and go to town.
Exactly.
Right?
Comedy Works South, Josh Blue, celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Last Comic Standing. You know, a lot of comedians been doing this, you know, forever, for years or decades, or they're just starting. And, you know, just looking at your career, starting at Last Comic Standing, obviously you were doing comedy before that, but from that point to now, so much has changed. Like, people had to watch that show pretty much as it happened.
Right.
To do it now, you can get on YouTube and there's Netflix and all that.
All
like
that.
How has the technology and all that changing like helped you, like, just
nowadays? There's a lot of comics who complain about all the stuff being on just at fingertips because they can't say the same jokes when they come back. And to me, I love that. Like, I would much rather, when you see something that you like and that you appreciate of mine, and then you come to my show and you don't even hear that joke because I've made so many new jokes and so much new material. Like,
how dare you make original new content?
Exactly.
Who do you think you are?
Well, if you want it, it's online. You know what I mean? Hear the new stuff. And actually, July 26th is the debut of my next hour special on Hulu.
Oh, nice.
So this is my fourth hour of material I put out in 10 years.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations.
Pretty crazy.
That'll be cool.
I'm really excited, man.
Yeah, so that's July 26th, you said?
Yeah, on Hulu.
Okay,
and
perfect.
And I also have one on Showtime right now.
So now you can watch an entire season of Seinfeld and watch Josh Blue's new comedy special. It's perfect. Well, we want to thank you for making time for us. Ever since we started here about, you know, 3.5 years ago, you've always been here for us. You did our comedy birthday party last year.
Birthday party, that was fun. And you know, I think this is an amazing station, and it's just it's really nice to have an alternative to music and give people something to laugh at in this horrible traffic.
Exactly. We're helping relieve the stress, the road rage out there in the world. Well, thank you so much. Like I said, come celebrate Josh Blue's 10th anniversary of Last Comic Standing. Get your tickets at ComedyWorks.com. Comedy Works South at the Landmark. Josh, thank you so much for making time for us, man.
Best make-a-wish ever, man.
Heck yes.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.